Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jade Strainey. And now, Damien Leith.
Jade Strainey and the massive Sook over here. Damien Leith. I don't want to be a part of the podcast.
Yeah, well, because...
You're in it now, you wanker. See what you've done?
In the lead up to it, you kept going on, oh, you want to do the podcast. So I decided I don't want to do it.
That's all I've heard all Friday morning. Can we do the podcast? Don't think we've got to do the podcast. Yeah, mate, I know what I've got to do. Oh. I record the bloody thing every day.
Well, just you're doing a good job. But you can always get some positive reinforcement.
Exactly.
And also some criticism. From
Had a look at some stats on the podcast. Yeah. You know how we thought, no buggers listening to the podcast. The podcast is actually being listened to by a lot of people.
Ooh.
Yeah, there was one that we did, I think it was Tuesday, Wednesday. There was like 7,500 hits.
Ooh. Really?
On our podcast. I know, that's what I did. I was
like, what are they doing?
I'm not related to that many people. Yeah. And I know people that I'm related to who listen to this.
I said, where are they from? Can we tell where they're from? Because I reckon there's a lot from Ireland. And they went, no, there's a lot. Wollongong. Oh, Wollongong is the highest. Yeah, so I'm really surprised about that.
Well, that's a good thing, though, because people in Wollongong get survey books. So if you're listening to this podcast and you get called by a telemarketer going, do you want to do a survey about media in your area? You say yes.
And you Wave FM's my
Wave
favourite.
Wave FM, yeah, Wave FM.
Everything Wave FM. Basically, you live, eat, breathe Wave FM. And then tell us about it. We'll throw you some... out-of-date popcorn. Or out-of-date wine, too. That's what we get.
I had an out-of-date lolly from that drawer the other day.
Oh, nice.
And lollies don't normally go out-of-date, but that was out-of-date.
Well, it's probably there from 1973.
Yeah, right.
Also, just a disclaimer, if you are from the survey company, we know that that's illegal to tell people that they have to mark those books. That's okay. It's just a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Lawyers will be happy with that. Now that we've made that disclaimer, it's all a joke. We're just doing it for comedy purposes.
Don't take it so serious, survey
people. Yeah, exactly right.
Serious, you guys.
Mm. Yeah. Man, because it's not our fault. I literally think that, not literally, that's not the right use of the word.
Here we go again.
But I really think that those analytics are wrong. Are you sure it wasn't 7.5 people?
No, 7.5 people.
Who's this half person you're referring to?
Exactly, a lady who's pregnant.
The guy that's only got his feet driving his car listening to the podcast as well.
She's one person with a half bacon in the oven.
No. You're not saying, when you're putting your stuff into iTunes, I'll listen to Wave FM, me and the half of me inside me.
Well,
some people do. I mean,
I'm eating for two.
When they're pregnant, they go all kind of cuckoo, cuckoo.
That's exactly right. Hey, I've heard a bit of a rumour.
Oh. What's that?
Humbar's open. You want to go for an early morning
martini?
No.
You want to? Oh, you want to go frozen margarita?
I'd have a frozen margarita.
All right, you want to get? Let's go frozen margarita. Jade.
No.
Do you want a water?
No. You guys make me drive every time. You're pregnant.
Oh, what about the other day at Heyday Cocktail Bar there in Crown Street? We had cranberry juice. They forgot to put the good stuff in it, and we just like, that was the sweetest drink we've ever had made.
It was scandalous.
Yeah, and I had a sip of that, and I thought it was like in a movie because we were doing a video clip.
Yeah.
You know, when they have fake alcohol, I was like, this is disgusting.
Emma looked and she said, the only thing I got, guys, is a little bit of cranberry juice. Well, I just, make it look cool, and don't forget to, give us something good.
You throw something in there.
Yeah.
She lied about it. You know, absolutely. That's the only thing we got. I just looked in those fridges. They've got plenty.
Looked at the back shelf. It was filled with bottles.
She turned and said, I'll look after you. She looked after us, all right? God, cranberry juice, it goes through you.
It does. It's like prunes.
Every Wednesday and Saturday.
What's that?
Lining up for the Audi specials.
Hang on.
What have we got? Warn me about this. Hang on. I've got to find it. You do it again. What are you doing this weekend?
I am lining up for the Audi specials. Today 8:30, but I'm going to get there at 8 because I want to make sure that I get what I want to get.
You should just camp there overnight in an Aldi camp.
Oh, no, I wonder if anyone's done that.
Oh,
surely,
100% they
would've. Maybe I should do it there. Maybe people do that across the Illawarra. I want to get
what have they got?
Something that I had from my childhood, very nostalgic.
Oh.
Do you remember Pound Puppies?
Have you got the cricket sound?
Pound
Well, your guys, so you probably, they were like these dogs that you could get, and they came in like their own little cardboard puppy kennel, and they came with a birth certificate.
I do remember these. I think my sister had these. Yes.
She would have Pound Puppies in the 80s. They were huge. Audi's bringing them back this Saturday.
Mm.
Pound Puppies and Care Bears.
Oh, Care Bears.
Yeah.
Okay. As in the Care Bears there.
They've got like a little thing on their tummy.
The heart and the stomach.
So they're part of the special lines at Audi this week. So I thought I'd get the girls a pound puppy for Christmas.
I think they are.
What a good idea.
So I've got to go do the problem with the Audi special buys is that they only have a couple of each thing at every store.
Yeah.
And if you're in a line, you get there a bit late, then the chances are the people in front of you are going to take what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
But you gotta push. You know, if people are getting in your way, you have an advantage.
Wow. You have an advantage.
The pregnant
this
belly.
Weekend. Yep. Nobody wants to push the pregnant chick.
Lead with the front.
Yep, exactly.
So maybe if I wear glasses, have a belly, maybe take a walking stick or something as well, just cover all bases.
That's it.
People will be nice to me and let me
take,
through.
Take a Labrador with you.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Pregnant blind lady. Oh, no one is going to take you.
Yeah, that's
nobody.
And you can also do the chat and cut. You know that. Well, it's when you go up to the front of the line and you chat to someone and you just stay with them.
Yeah.
And therefore,
even if you don't know them.
You cut the line. Chat and cut.
You just chat. Hey, what time have you
maybe
been
I'll
here?
Maybe I'll pretend I'm doing a radio cross to the radio.
Oh, nice.
I'm just here doing a cross back to the station talking about Audi special buys.
And then when the doors open, see ya! So long.
Thanks for everything I need. Bye!
Pound puppies, I don't really remember them, those.
No, it's a girl thing.
Yeah, right.
But look, okay. You remember, there were heaps of great toys from the 80s that you could bring. I loved Cabbage Patch Kids as well. My Child. I remember I spent years begging for a My Child.
What are you
special
talking
kind of
about?
Well, what kind of game? What did you like in your childhood? Because there were those toys that you just coveted.
Battleship.
Were you Battleship?
And Test Cricket.
Oh, boring.
Oh, they were boring.
I had Transformers, Robots in Disguise.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Jade, I had a very interested, awkward, bashful encounter yesterday.
Is this when you left here? Because you left here early. Didn't you go up to Sydney?
I went up to Sydney. I had to do an interview at Sky News.
Yeah.
All right, so I had to make my way up there. That was all fine. Arrived into the building, okay, and they make up me, and then they put me into this little area, like a temporary waiting bay before you go on to the set to do your interview.
So not a green room or anything?
A green room. In fact, they had...
like a bus stop.
Kind of a bus stop. So basically it was two seats beside four televisions.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of lockers. So I must have been in a locker.
You're in the change room.
It was like a changing room.
The storeroom.
That's exactly where I was. And,
hang on, Damien Lee's coming. What'll we do with him? Don't put him in the green room with all the good stuff.
No. Put him in the
chuck him out in the locker with everybody's dirty, smelly
undies.
That's
right,
out the back. Out the back, yeah. So I'm sitting there, the TVs are on, and I notice that Sky News is on three of the TVs. The fourth TV has got Channel 7 on it,
which
I thought was random. There was a remote control there, so obviously somebody else at some point had changed the channel.
Yeah.
Wanted a bit of variety. All the others have got Sky News on them.
Well, as I'm sitting there, okay, and people are coming and going and all the rest, getting their clothes out of the lockers, there's a midday movie.
Changed?
Yeah, well.
In the change room?
There's a midday movie on, and it's called Sex and the Single Mum. On Channel 7. Sex and the Single Mum.
Was this one of those midday movies that were like from the 80s or something?
80s midday movie.
Nice.
And it was raunchy. It was raunchy. I saw nakedness.
From an 80s film.
So, that's why I love the midday film. The midday movie is the best.
Before we got 2PC.
It's still good.
It's scandalous, I think.
It's like watching SBS.
It is like, yeah, you're hanging out when you're a teenager.
That's right.
You're hanging out for SBS.
Show me more of the African ladies.
Anyway, I'm sitting there. People are coming and going. And then, lo and behold, on the TV screen, this lead actress starts taking off her clothes. I'm sitting right beside her, and I'm really bashful with that sort of stuff. I start kind of moving around in my seat the whole lot. A guy walks in, and he looks at me as much as say, what are you watching? three TVs of Sky News, and you've changed the channel to Channel 7 to watch the naked lady. And then a girl comes up. A girl comes up as well, and she's there, and she says, "How are you doing?" And I'm like, and she says, "What are you watching?" I went, "I don't know what it was. It was here. It was already on."
I promise, I did not change the channel.
I didn't do that, and I point at it, and again, just at that moment, underpants are coming off. I'm like, oh, I'm freaking out!
Are you sure it was Channel 7?
I'm telling you, the midday movies are very naughty. They are rude. There's nakedness. I never wanted an infomercial in all my life. At that very moment, I'm going red in the face.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Lee.
Hello.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Damien, I know that you went for a bit of a drive to the Big Smoke yesterday. I actually had to pick up my Apple Watch. I know. I've been banging on about my Apple Watch.
I know. I've never heard anyone talk about a watch more than you have talked about the watch.
I feel naked.
I'm naked.
I can't
imagine.
I've got no clothes on.
What's the time, Damien? What's the time, Damien?
It is 6:20.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at the 7 clocks that I have in the building. You tell me the time.
Okay, I'm going to lick my finger exactly, and I think it's about 6:20.
So it's weird not having your watch. So finally they called and said, your watch is ready. Okay, come and get it. Good as gold. Go there yesterday. And they're very specific about their times. You have to be here. If not, we'll fit you in when we can.
Oh.
So got there right on time. You had to wear me mask, all that sort of gear.
Yeah.
It was so you wear your mask, just stand here.
This is at Apple.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah.
Just stand here and Kevin will come and help you.
Oh, Kevin.
Right. Beautiful. Kevin. So I'm looking at my...
You're looking at your watch. I was looking at my phone
going, oh, well, okay, this is the time that they've said to be here. Wonder where Kevin is. I keep looking at it. So 12 minutes goes by.
Bloody Kevin.
Come on, gang.
Kevin's
What's
late.
Going on? You want to meet? They're like a doctor. They are just like a doctor. Yeah. I'm sitting in the Apple waiting room for freaking ages.
Disgrace.
You know,
you've got to get there on time, but they could take as long as
exactly.
they want.
Exactly. You know what the transaction was? Adam? Kevin? Yep. Here's your watch. Just sign there. Oh. All right. Is there anything else to do? No. Have a good one. Cheers, mate.
Oh, that's not
However,
good.
It was on the getting back to the car. That was where the issue started for me.
What do you mean? Your watch
not
is
with
not
a
working.
Watch. Not with a watch. COVID.
Oh. What do you mean?
My whole thing took a right turn into a day of tragedy.
What happened?
Why?
I pressed the button, opened the lift. Two ladies in front of me, they jump in the lift. Oh. I jump in with them. And the lady looks at me. She stops. You're not wearing a mask.
Oh,
no, I'm not.
Oh, no.
And there's, look at that sign there. The sign said one person in the thing.
One person in the lift?
In the lift. But there was two ladies. And she goes, there's only one in this place, mate.
So she kicked you out of the lift?
There's two of you. In the meantime, the doors have closed. Just hit B1, will you? And I'll tell you what.
We're stuck. We're in all this together right now.
And you know what? That was when I went, stuff you two ladies.
Jeez.
I held one in just as the doors opened.
Oh, you did not.
Now there's only room for one in there, sweetheart. Oh. See you later, girls.
I bet they were thankful they had their masks on.
Didn't help them at all. Room for one during COVID. Room for one.
That's just disgusting.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leaf. Oh, hello. Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Next Tuesday is a massive day.
Melbourne Cup. Getting frocked up, looking fabulous. But what are the trends this year?
I mean,
a couple of months ago we weren't even having Melbourne Cup.
Exactly.
But we are, and we're very excited to be going to the Lagoon. Mm. And somebody that I met recently, she's a local lady. Her name's Natasha Gann. She does amazing clothes. One of my girlfriends put me onto her. And the thing I love about her fashion is it's great for anyone, whether you're a size 6 or 26. You look good. And she joins us right now. Good morning, Natasha.
Hello, Jade.
Give us your story in a nutshell. Tell us about your ride so far.
Oh, look, my mum was a home dressmaker. From a very young age, I was interested in fashion, designing and making my own clothes. I grew up in Wollongong and I started at the age of 13, learned to pattern make, started creating my own designs. Age 17, I went to East Sydney Fashion College where I studied fashion design for 3 years. And then after that, I graduated and moved to London and was really lucky to land a job designing for Topshop and Henny's over there.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
But now you're back in Australia and you're doing great things and you're dressing some big names too.
Yeah, I work with Kate Sobrano, Tina Arena. I'm dressing lots of influencers and bloggers.
She's going to be dressing me for Melbourne Cup on Tuesday.
Very
which
I'm, nice. And I'm dressing Jay.
No pressure, mate. No pressure. Takes a fair bit to make the mama look good, that's for sure.
Now, Natasha... What are the trends? What are we aiming towards for this Melbourne Cup?
Oh, well, look, a black and white theme is always striking. I think that always makes a statement. That's one theme I'm thinking could be really good to Melbourne Cup. And then, of course, what I do the best is frills, florals and frills, more frills. I don't think you can go wrong. Or think bold and confident, wearing all black, teamed back with a headband. And last of all, I think bright colours always make a statement with your headpiece.
Mm. Ooh, I like it.
There's plenty for ladies to think about. Crikeys. How can, if ladies actually want to get something from you, Natasha, how do they do that?
Oh, look, we can just order online. I'm online only, so you can get onto my website, natashagan.com.au.
All right, Dave from the Collared Man, what's happening for the guys this Melbourne Cup?
Paisley Tires are really big for the spring racing. We've got things like you can't beat the blue blazers with the nice cotton chinos. Also, this year we're seeing something like an influx of a burgundy suit and even nice beige suits. Oh. They're great. They're great.
Right. So burgundy suits with a bit of paisley. Now, listen, Dave, Damien told me the other day it was just suits with no shirt and a lot of the chest hair hanging out.
Oh, seeing your body, you look good in that.
Oh, yeah, great.
Okay, there you go. I tell you what.
I don't think I'll be taking you up on that fashion at all. All right, so there we go. Burgundies, a little bit of paisley in there and a few florals.
Definitely.
You're a good man.
And don't forget, you can also do the vest with no shirt. I reckon one of you boys could pull that off on Melbourne Cup Day.
All right. Oh, well, yeah, Damien's got a load of vests, and he likes wearing a vest.
I do like a vest.
All right. Good stuff. Well,
get your guns out.
Yeah, get your guns out.
I don't have guns.
You haven't seen Damien then.
Those tiny little twig sticks of his. Hey, Dave from Collared Man, have a wonderful Melbourne Cup, mate. Thanks for all your tips.
Yeah, have a good day.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Damien, you're now going to lethanate songs every Friday.
Well, I'm certainly going to try. This week it is a Britney Spears song, and we're in this brand new, pimped out, gorgeous looking rooftop.
How lovely is this? We're just sitting on a beautiful lounge here, and we've got, there's an esky here full of, I can't even open it. How do I open this? It's full of some great stuff. Got a Weber barbecue, still can't open the esky, it's jade proof. But this is from Life Outdoors. Martin and his wife Raylene, they were here for our rooftop session last week. They said they were going to pimp this area, and pimp it they have. Now you have the opportunity to win all of this to pimp your own backyard. All you need to do is comment on any of our Wave FM rooftop videos, including this one. You go in the draw. It's that simple. Today, we've got some special guests. We've got Mike and Mark from Leisure Coast Limousine. Get you from A to B in style with Eminem. And also, I believe Webby from the Santa Fest. He's going to be joining us as well because they all want to hear you sing Britney Spears, Damien. They did hear, though, that you said you were going to wear the school uniform, and I don't see any uniform.
Not this time. Didn't shave the legs.
Oh, fair enough. It's like an Amazon jungle down there, isn't it? Okay, well, let's get into it. Damien Leith, our Wave FM rooftop session with Britney Spears. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know something wasn't right? Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. But now you're out of sight. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe. When you're not with me, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, my reason to breathe is you. Girl, you got me blinded. Oh, baby, baby, there's nothing I wouldn't do. It's not the way I planned it. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby. No, my killing me. And I must confess, I still believe, when you're not with me, I lose my mind. Baby, how was I supposed to know? Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go home. I must confess that my loneliness is killing me.
Time proof that this guy can sing anything.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Strainy, and now Damien Leith.
Hot topic as we get into it. Is it okay? Go the grope on a pregnant lady in a shopping centre.
Yeah, this is on the back.
I love that round big gut of yours.
I don't think people are doing it sexually. I think
you're right.
Oh, you're pregnant.
Yeah, but it is kind of weird. When I saw it happen to you there at the Country Grocer, a stranger coming up to you, you didn't flinch. I didn't know whether it bothered you. And really and truly, does it bother people? Mel from Lake Heights, what do you reckon? Is it all right to touch somebody's baby belly?
Hi, guys. No, not really. And besides, I've had two babies, but I have food babies as well. So if no one's going to come touch my food baby, then you're not allowed to touch my actual baby.
True, true, true. I see what you're doing there. Okay. Okay.
That's probably a way to make that person feel uncomfortable. Turn the table when they rub your tummy and go, oh, you're having a baby. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
that's pasta. Right. That is pasta you're rubbing right now.
How funny is that?
I'm going to call it fettuccine.
Yeah. We'll keep taking your calls on 42751965.
Beck from Albion Park, what do you reckon?
Mate, you just don't go in for the grab. Let's be honest. You don't go and grab someone's butt. Why would you go and grab someone's belly?
Do you want a bet, Beck? Do you want a bet?
Well, you don't grab someone's butt, do you?
I suppose that's right. But you know what? There's something very, I think there's something very naive about, just touching a child that's not born yet, because it's a very interesting position that ladies are in. They're the only ones that can feel that child inside them. Dads never get that experience. You feel the hiccups, you feel the kicks and all that sort of stuff. I think that's that way of people going, oh, I want to feel the baby too. Because something amazing, isn't it?
Well,
something
amazing is happening. It's a miracle.
Yeah. Well, no one ever does it in any sort of dodgy sort of way. They do it because your pregnancy is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's why
they do it.
They want to be a part of it. Yeah. So maybe is it okay to be a part of somebody else's pregnancy too?
I don't know. Do you ask permission to be part of their pregnancy?
That's right. 42751965.
Jack's called through from Barrack Heights. What's your opinion?
Yeah, good morning, guys. No, I think it's not appropriate to touch a pregnant woman. Definitely not.
Mm. And you're married with kids, are you, Jack?
Yeah, that's right. I am married with two children, yes.
Yeah.
Did it happen to your wife? Did random people rub her belly?
Yeah, on occasions, yeah. I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. I think it's a strange thing.
Do you know
where
I think it happens the most? When you're at a supermarket or like a country grocer or somewhere and you're at the checkout and then you're standing in line.
Yeah, that's right.
And then usually somebody like a little more mature, generally, will go, you're pregnant, and then they touch your belly. See, in that instance, I'm just going, you're cute.
Let him have a crack.
Good. Yeah.
Hey, good on you, Jack. You have a great weekend. Enjoy your Halloween and the sugar involved.
Thank you very much, guys.
No worries at all. Let's see, it's overwhelming. People don't think it's appropriate to do. But people are still doing it, though.
They do it.
You get caught up in the moment.
Yeah, otherwise this wouldn't be the hot topic.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.